שלום, אנחנו בשיעור הכנה.
Hello, we are in a preparation lesson for the Worldwide Kabbalah Congress in New Jersey in May 2018. All as one, we will be reading selected excerpts from lesson number 4 on the topic of discovering the force of the Creator in the 10. You can ask questions on kab.tv. Selected questions related to the studied materials will be asked during the lesson.
The lesson is called Discovering the Force of the Creator in the Ten. How do we discover it? Here, we have to work on perhaps guessing what kind of form of the Creator needs to be. That means that we're yearning for Him, and thus we build the connection between us. We envision the correct connection between us so that from our efforts we want to build Him. We have to guess who the Creator is and what kind of form of our relationship is His form, can match His adjacent form. And gradually, like that, we can discover Him. To the extent that we build what's suitable for the Creator, then He appears. So we have to guess who He is, what kind of qualities He has, according to what qualities of connection and forms of connection between us, we correctly establish Him, make Him, so to speak. In this work, we also have to ask of Him that He will shape us. That by the light that reforms, He each time will make between us a better and better connection suitable for His revelation, for His form. And surely, when we search and when we as if make His form between us, we don't know how correct or incorrect it is. We don't know, and it's difficult for us, and is it even possible to do something that's similar to the Creator with our own strength? And when we ask of Him, or when we don't, and He comes and does everything to help us to reach His form, then we feel that we are going through all kinds of states on our flesh in an unpleasant way, for sure, to our will to receive, which is our nature. But we get used to it. We gradually understand it time and time again. And we agree that specifically these periods are correct. They are periods of correction where we forcefully take upon ourselves the actions of the Creator, the actions of correction, to the point that we bless for the bad as we bless for the good, because there is no bad. It's actually corrections. Our will to receive takes on a different shape and format each time. I would ask this. What kind of relation there is between trying to receive the right form of the Creator in quantity and quality between us, and the influence of the Creator by the light who draws us farther and breaks the old connection. a response positively from the Creator. How we interpret it is...
We will read excerpt number 4 again from lesson number 4, Discovering the Force of the Creator in the Ten. Excerpt number 4 from Baal HaSulam, letter 76. It is known that the whole earth is full of His glory. This is what every person should believe. As it is written, I fill the heaven and the earth. However, the Creator has made a concealment so that we cannot see that, so as to have room for choice. And then there is room for faith, to believe that the Creator fills all the worlds and encompasses all the worlds. And after a person engages in Torah and mitzvot and keeps the commandment of choice, the Creator reveals Himself to him, and then he sees that the Creator is the ruler of the world. It follows that then the person makes the king who will rule over him. This means that the person feels that the Creator is the one who rules over the whole world. And this is called that the person makes the Creator as king over him. Again, it is known that the whole earth is full of His glory. This is what every person should believe. As it is written, I fill the heaven and the earth. However, the Creator has made a concealment so that we cannot see that, so as to have room for choice. And then there is room for faith, to believe that the Creator fills all the worlds and encompasses all the worlds. And after a person engages in Torah and mitzvot and keeps the commandment of choice, the Creator reveals Himself to him, and then he sees that the Creator is the ruler of the world. It follows that then the person makes the king who will rule over him. This means that the person feels the Creator, that He is ruling over the whole world. And this is considered that the person makes the Creator as king over him.
So, once again, the question. What kind of relation there is between our efforts to build the image of the Creator between us, which is called awakening from below, the awakening from below that we ask from Him to do it over us? How do we do that? Of course, we can't approach Him and ask for help and intervention of some sort in the connection between us if we haven't made sufficient efforts, that we try and know and understand, that we don't attain it, but we want it. We are alert towards that. We don't give up on that. And then we turn to Him with man, to the Creator, that He will do this work. That's why it's called the work of the Creator. But our part in it is that we invite it, we obligate it. My sons have defeated me. We each time force Him to do it on us. So what kind of work on our part we have to do? What part of the correction we have to do in order to reach the true man? Please.
Operation, itkalelut, is what we're lacking.
Rav, how do we understand that only on the condition, to the extent that we raise the right man, we awaken the Creator to correct us? Directly, each lack that we raise produces a response to us afterwards. Because there's this status here of our lack opposite the upper light. So certainly any change of the lack awakens a response of the light right away. There's no intermediate mechanism here. Our lack directly changes the light. The question is, do we change it directly and for the better, which then makes us also feel that the change is for our own good, although it's against our ego? That depends on our preparation, how we accept it. And if we are not so ready to change ourselves, then our lack doesn't come so accurately towards the light that's about to change us, and then there's a gap between our lack and the desire of the light to change us, and then we don't feel that it's for the better. So if we raise man correctly, we're happy in how the light changes us. We feel good that the light bends us, that it really transforms us. That's the matter of make your desire as his desire, so that he makes his desire as yours. And then we work in partnership. So what does it mean to work in partnership with the Creator? Where are we partners with him? How do we reach the right partnership? Rav, how do we come to make your desire as his desire? That's the upper half of the law. Make your desire as his desire, so that he makes his desire as your desire. If I now make my desire as his desire, then what does that mean, that he makes his desire as mine? He doesn't have any desire, so how do I make my desire as his? I'm kind of answering here. Where do I know the desire of the Creator? As it says, make your desire as his desire. He doesn't have a desire yet. There's the general desire, like Rabash writes, but to transform that general desire to a specific desire that will influence me and change me, I don't have that, and he doesn't have that. So what's the 10 for? Go ahead. Rav, how do we make the Creator rule over us? As written, that then the man makes the Creator rule over him. How do we make it so that he rules over us? On the one hand, there is an active action on our part to make him do it. On the other hand, it's to rule over us. So please.
The group, only with respect to the society, can we measure except number 5 from Bala Sulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. Spiritual dvekut, adhesion, can only be depicted as equivalence of form. Hence, by equalizing our form with the form of his qualities, we become attached to him. This is why they said, as he is merciful. In other words, All his actions are to bestow and benefit others, and not at all for his own benefit, since he has no deficiencies that require complimenting, and also he has no one from whom to receive. Similarly, all of your actions should be in order to bestow and to benefit others. By that, you will equalize your form with the form of the qualities of the Creator. And this is spiritual dvekut. Again, spiritual dvekut can only be depicted as equivalence of form. Hence, by equalizing our form with the form of His qualities, we become attached to Him. This is why they said, as He is merciful. In other words, all of His actions are to bestow and benefit others, and not at all for His own benefit, since He has no deficiencies that require complimenting, and also He has no one from whom to receive. Similarly, all of your actions should be to bestow and to benefit others. By that, you will equalize your form with the form of the qualities of the Creator, and this is spiritual dvekut. How does the Creator establish this law that dvekut is not according to nature, but according to the form that is upon the created being, that the created being himself takes on the form of bestowal, he demands the form of bestowal in order to equalize with the Creator, in contrast to my initial nature, which is just the will to enjoy, to delight myself, and that's it. It's not clear? No. How does the Creator, or how did the Creator establish, arrange the matter of dvekut, that according to nature it is impossible, because the nature of the Creator is bestowal and the nature of the created being is reception? So how did He arrange it so that dvekut is according to equivalence of form, not equivalence of matter, but equivalence of the form that the matter takes on? Please. Rav, in a process that we study in the cascading from above downwards and the ascent from below upwards on the free axis, it doesn't matter how you talk about it, where is there a preparation for equivalence of form and the implementation of the equivalence of form? From the beginning of creation till the end of creation, where is there a part that takes care of establishing the conditions for equivalence of form and actualizing the equivalence of form? On the one hand, we can say, Rav says, so the cascading from above downwards is the preparation, and the ascent from below upwards is the implementation, the execution. In the cascading from above downwards, we have the formation of all of the conditions for lack of equivalence of form, so that later on, from that state and above, we will reach equivalence of form. Next. Can you repeat that? From above downwards, in the cascading of the worlds, the conditions were made for lack of equivalence of form. Along with that we will have the possibility to reach from below upwards to reach equivalence of form until the end of correction. What does it mean, the end of correction? It means complete equivalence of form between the created being and the creator. Next. Excerpt number 6 from Rabash, second volume. Rav, of course we can elaborate on that, expand on that. How do we do it in the 10? Because the implementation, the execution is only in the 10. So the first 10, which is the first Havaya, was divided and subdivided and subdivided and broken, and it fell down in all kinds of different manners into complete lack of equivalence of form, lack of connection, complete lack of connection. And then we begin to correct it in return on the way back. Tens and tens, we don't understand it, we don't feel them, but by trying and trying to put together the ten, by that we gather and gather and gather many tens that seemingly are here, all kinds of such forms. What does it mean here? Inside of us, but in the connection between us, until we begin to see them, that they are being established in a 10 which is more and more and more progressive. Well, we'll discover it, please.
Court number 6. From Rabash, from Why is the Torah Called the Middle Line in the Work? The Ari writes, there is the matter of se'ot, hairs, which cover the light. So they do not enjoy the light as long as they are unworthy, since they might blemish. The thing is that we must believe that the Creator gave us a desire and yearning to do good deeds. And as long as one is unworthy, he must not feel that the Creator compels him to do good deeds. This is why the Creator hides himself in dresses, and this dressing is called lolishma. In other words, sometimes the Creator hides himself in a clothing of friends. Again, the Ari writes, there is the matter of se'arot, hairs, which cover the light. So they do not enjoy the light as long as they are unworthy, since they might blemish. The thing is that we must believe that the Creator gave us a desire and yearning to do good deeds. And as long as one is unworthy, he must not feel that the Creator compels him to do good deeds. This is why the Creator hides himself in dresses, and this dressing is called lolishma. In other words, sometimes the Creator hides himself in a clothing of friends.
How do we, by arranging our correct relationships, a correct relation to the whole of creation, and especially to the ten, we discover that this is the form of the Creator. Please.
Know that he actually makes the right action to
Rav. How do we discover that those se'arot, hairs, meaning disturbances, obstructions, they are actually aimed in order for us to discover the right form of relationships between us, called Bore, Creator. Come and see. How do we discover that the form of the obstructions, it is precisely what aims us to discover the right relationships between us, called Bore, Creator.
On behalf of the ten, and then you begin to care for the ten and give it strength. Item number 7, this is from letter 17 of Baal HaSulam. There are three aspects. One, Israel is one who strains oneself to return to one's root, the Creator, namely the root one longs for. Three, the 613 ways of the Torah by which one purifies one's soul and body. This is the spice. As it is written, I have created the evil inclination. I have created for it the Torah as a spice. However, these three are actually one and the same. In the end, any servant of the Creator attains them as a single, united, and unified. They only appear to be divided into three because of one's incompleteness in the work of the Creator.
So those three discernments or aspects are Israel, the Creator, and coming closer between them. How can it be that after our work, when we try to somehow put these three things together, Israel, the Creator, through all kinds of conditions in between them, which are called the 6613 actions, how do we discover that it is all one? Not two, not three, not that they're all assembled together in a special way, but it is one. How do we discover that Israel and the Creator and those 613 actions have made all of these three discernments into one, truly, without any way to distinguish between them? Please.
Stems from the Ten as well as the Creator. Item 8. This is from Baal HaSulam's The Love of God and the Love of Man. When one completes one's work in love and bestowal for one's fellow person and comes to the highest point, one also completes one's love and bestowal for the Creator. In that state, there is no difference between the two. For anything that is outside one's body, meaning one's self-interest, is judged equally. Either to bestow upon one's friend or bestow contentment upon one's maker. Again, when one completes one's work in love and bestowal for one's fellow person and comes to the highest point, one also completes one's love and bestowal for the Creator. In that state, there is no difference between the two. For anything that is outside one's body, meaning one's self-interest, is judged equally. Either to bestow upon one's friend or bestow contentment upon one's maker.
Let's say that indeed it is so. So why does it say from the love of people to the love of the Creator? That the love of the Creator seemingly comes after the attainment of love for people. Please. Moving on to the next part of the study of the lesson from